either peace or happiness. Let it enfold you. When I was a young man, I felt those sense were dumb, unsophisticated. I had bad blood, a twisted mind, a precarious upbringing. I was hard as granite. I lured at the soul. I trust no man and especially no woman. I was living a hell in small rooms. I broke things, smashed things, walked through glass, cursed. I challenged everything, was continually being evicted, jailed, in and out of fights, in and out of my mind. Woman was something to screw and rail at. I have no male friends. I changed the jobs and cities. I hated holidays, babies, history, newspapers, museums, grandmothers, marriage, movies, spiders, garbage men, English accents. Spain, France, Italy, walnuts and the color orange. Algebra angered me. Oprah sickened me. Charlie Chaplin was a fake. And flowers were four pansies. Peace and happiness to me was signs of inferiority, tenets of the weak and idle mind. But as I went on with my early fights, my suicidal years, my passage through any number of moments, gradually began to occur to me that I wasn't different from the others. I was the same. They've all full sung with hatred, glossed over with petty revenges. The man at 14 alleys had a heart of stone. Everybody was nudging, itching, cheating for some insignificant advantage. The lie was a weapon and the plot was empty. Darkness was a dictator. Cautiously, I allowed myself to feel good at times. I found moments of peace in cheap rooms, just staring at of some dry soap or listening to the rain in the dark. The less I needed, the better I felt. Maybe the other life had worn me down. I no longer found glamour in talking somebody in conversation or in mounting the body of some poor drunken female whose life had slipped away into sorrow. I could never accept life as it was. I could never gobble down all its poisons, but there were parts, tenuous magic parts open for the asking. Reformulated, I don't know when, date, time, all that but the change occurred. Something in me relaxed, smoothed out. I no longer had to prove that I was a man. I didn't have to prove anything. I began to say things. Coffee cups line up behind the counter in a cafe, or a dog walking along a sidewalk, or the way the mouse on my dresser top stopped there with its body, its ears, its nose. It was fixed, a bit of life caught within itself. And his eyes looked at me, and they were beautiful. Then it was gone. I began to feel good. I began to feel good in the worst situations, and there were plenty of those. Let's see, the boss behind his desk is going to have to fire me. I've missed too many days. He's dressed in a suit, necktie, glasses, he says. I'm going to have to let you go. It's all right, I tell him. He must do what he must do. He has a wife, a house, children, expenses, most probably a girlfriend. I'm sorry for him, he's caught. I walk out to the blazing sunshine. The whole day is my temporarily anyhow. I welcome the shores of peace, tight-rigged shards of happiness. I embrace that stuff like the hottest number, like high heels, breasts, seeing the works. The knife got near my throat again. I almost turn on the gas again. But when the good moments arrived again, I didn't fight them off like an early adversary. I let them take me. I luxuriated in them. I made them welcome home. I even looked into the mirror once, having thought myself to be ugly. I now liked what I saw, almost handsome. Yes, a bit ripped and ragged, scars, limbs, all turned, but all in all, not too bad. Almost handsome. Better at least than some of those movie star faces, like the cheeks of a baby's butt. And finally, I discovered the real feelings of others. Unheralded, like lately, like this morning, as I was leaving for the truck, I saw my wife in bed, just the shape of her head there. Not forgotten centuries of the living and the dead and the dying, the pyramid, Mozart dead, but the music still there in the room, with growing, the earth turning, the toad board waiting for me. I felt the shape of my wife's head. She's so still. I asked for her life, just being there, under the covers. I kissed her in the forehead, got down the stairway, got outside, got into my marvelous car, fit the seatbelt, backed all the drive, feeling warm to the fingertips, down to my foot on the gas pedal. Into the world once more, drive down the hill past the houses, full and empty of people. I saw the mailman honked. He waved back.